Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 176. So we're still on Psalm 91, verse 9, 10, and we personalize that. Because I have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, my habitation. Then you go to verse 10, because of that, what has happened? There shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. Oh, hallelujah. So in the previous episode, I explained to you that Moses needed to make the Lord his habitation. It was something that he consciously had to do because it was conditional. He didn't have that relationship with God where he was born again, where his spirit was recreated. But with the new creation, when anyone accepts Christ, remember 2 Corinthians 5, 17, if any man is in Christ, what? He is a new creation. Immediately you come into Christ or you accept Christ as your personal savior, what happened on Calvary, what Jesus did, when he died together with you. When he was buried together with you. When he rose from the grave, he came together with you. Just check Romans 6, 4, and you know I've quoted it several times. Okay, so because of that, you were recreated in Christ. So you were born that way. You were recreated that way. So security, refuge and all that, it's not something that you have to look for. You were born that way. Everything good, everything which is divine, you were born with it. You were recreated that way. Remember, the old creation failed. And I normally give this example. It's just like you dice your, I'm a woman, so let me give you what a woman can give. And there are men who are chefs, please excuse me. So you dice your tomatoes, you dice your onions, you cooked your spaghetti or whatever it is, your chicken, your fish, you've done the sauce. And then a helper, somebody who's helping you, a young child who's helping you, now is going to add salt to it. You turn your back, you have detergent, powdered Omo or whatever, powder soap, detergent. And the child doesn't know and scoops that detergent into the food. How are you going to eat it again? How is it possible that you're going to eat it? Okay, you pick up the fish and wash the fish so that you eat the broken. No, you can do nothing but to throw it away. So why are you throwing it away? Because it was faulty. In the same way, why did Christ die? He died because the old creation, the life that you were born with, was faulty. When Adam sinned in the garden, something happened to creation. It became faulty. And God needed to recreate. So as I'm talking, okay, the recreation, where is the recreation? When I look at my body, it's the same body I came with. No, I'm talking about your spirit. There is a man on the inside, and that man on the inside, remember when God created the man, he breathed into the man, and the man became a living soul. That breath is God's spirit that entered into the man. So you, as you are there, you are a spirit, number one. Then you have a soul, and you live in a container called the body. The body is not the real you. The real you is your spirit. So this spirit is what God created anew. Recreation. There was a recreation done there. So when you were recreated in Christ. Remember, the in Christ is that secret place. So you were born in that secret place. You were born there, recreated in Christ Jesus. And everything you could ever desire or imagine was given to you. Oh, are you sure? Definitely. If you are not too sure of this, you can go to Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. What does it say? He said, For in Christ dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him. That word there, the fullness, is pleroma. You know, why do you have to say it in Greek? Because as we say, the Greeks have it. Why do we say the Greek? The Greek Greeks have every word, the meaning. So when you're speaking in English, say, I love you. But I love you can mean that you are my sibling and we have sibling love. But the Greek will show you specifically which kind of love it is. If it's erotic love, it will tell you that it's eros. It is eros love, erotic love, not a sibling love. Do you understand? So when you are reading, the Bible was written in Greek. So when you are reading the Greek, it will show you exactly what it meant. He said, in him permanently dwells the pleroma, or the fullness of God. And you are also complete in him. You also have that same, the same pleroma he gave it to you. What is in Christ is what is in you. And that is why I say that you were born that way. You're blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.